Our podcast.
Oh, God. Local stations. Representing. All right. Stay tuned. This is Dancing
on WMFO.
I'm DJ Shell.
I'm David Green McVitie.
And we're back with two truths and a lie.
And a jam.
Two truths, a lie.
And a jam.
Today, who will we be discussing, Michelle?
Our topics today, our people of interest today, are the Jacksons, specifically Michael and Janet. I'll be giving David some clues about Janet, and David will give me some clues about Mikey. I'm a little scared because I know David knows a lot about Michael Jackson that he probably knows that I don't know.
It's, and I'm happy to say that I think that these are all accessible, that like they're all things I didn't know before.
Cool.
Yeah. About my boy Mike.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I got to get up the Google document for it.
I can go first.
Yeah, and then we play the song. Word up, girl. That's what you were thinking.
Yeah, I mean. So. Did you know that Janet's brother, Michael, gave her the nickname Donkey Fried Chicken? And he would just call her Donkey.
I didn't know that.
In addition, she's the oldest of 10 siblings.
Janet's the oldest. That is such a lie. Janet is not the oldest of them.
Her third studio album. Her third studio album, Control, was her first album not produced with the help of her family, and it rocked.
I think number two is a lie, Michelle.
You're so right. She's the youngest. She's little baby Janet. Baby Janet. Yeah, she's only 50.
She was a hot lady.
And so, if anyone has been paying attention to the news lately, Donald Trump called Hillary Clinton a nasty woman, and it's resurfaced one of Janet Jackson's songs, Nasty, from the past, and people are getting really into it. And
how's that for a silver lining?
But it's also funny. It's because the song is actually really empowering for women, so it's funny to like that it was brought up out of the fact that Donald Trump was basically saying like misogynist things about Hillary.
Glad to hear it.
So that's David's pick.
Let's get nasty.
Hey, never do. Uh-huh, I know. Say nasty, nasty voice. I don't mean a thing.
Michelle and I were just watching the music video to Nasty as it played.
Killer dance moves.
Amazing dance moves. And it's cool that that's also relevant to a couple of my clues.
Oh.
So let's see if Michelle can figure out which two statements about Michael Jackson are true and which one is not.
Bring it on.
Thriller held the title for the all-time best-selling album for over 30 years until Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake's Magna Carta Holy Grail, which was released in 2013, usurped it eventually in 2015. And number two, Martin Scorsese directed a 19-minute music video for Bad, one of Michael Jackson's A-minus list songs, certainly on all of his top... on all of his anthologies, but not known like Thriller is or Can't Get Enough. I think it's kind of amazing that Scorsese would do something like that, if he did.
Did he?
Number three, Jackson and some of his set designers were granted a U.S. patent, specifically patent 5,200,055.
That better not be the lie. The number.
Yeah, right. For a special shoe that locks the performer's feet to the stage, allowing them to lean forward at a 45-degree angle beyond the performer's center of gravity. He used this device for the Smooth Criminal video, in which he performed this anti-gravity lean.
That sounds really cool.
Isn't that amazing? Which is the truth, which is the lie?
I think the first one's the lie.
The first one?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yes.
This is nuts. In terms of all-time best-selling albums, Thriller remains number one at over 46 million copies, which is 20 million copies ahead of anything else.
Wow.
Yeah, AC/DC's second behind it. I was surprised there's really no hip-hop there.
I felt like Magna
Carta
was like not a good enough album to top it.
I hoped, yeah.
I'm glad that that was not true. So I was like Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake, but like that, yeah, I would pick someone else to top him at least, like Beyonce
or Whitney Houston.
Ooh, did she come close? Is she number two?
With no, so it's but
also
she's close.
It's not fair, right? Because like that album got a lot more sales after he died too, right? So like some of the artists that are like big artists now might not be up as high. So like Whitney Houston also died, so she got a resurgence of
I think you're right.
Music.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make it not a great album.
It's also
it's still impressive.
But it's also, and it's also the timing of the album, right? Because people don't buy albums like they used to.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to
The top five are all 1985 or before.
Wow, really? Huh.
Just for fun, see if you can, how many artists from the top 20 you can name. They're all like very famous. It's just there's some of them I would not have guessed, and then you realize, like we saw that political map for the whole U.S.
Adele?
No.
She sells a lot of albums.
She does, yeah. 21 is the closest up there, and it's like, maybe it is top 20. Maybe it is. Maybe it's 17th.
How about
Meatloaf? Bad Out of Hell, 1977.
Are any of them soundtracks? I don't know. Beatles. No?
Yes.
Okay.
Beatles number 10, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club.
Okay. Sinatra.
Weird, right?
Gaga.
AC/DC, Pink Floyd.
Oh, Pink Floyd. Dark Side of the Moon. Classic.
How many t-shirts do you think they've sold?
I mean, it's a really cool prism.
It's a prism.
It's a cool prism.
What song do you want to play?
I wanted the PYT, PYT, Pretty Young Thing. It's so good. Oh.
Yeah.
won't be home tonight. The snow falls hard, and don't you know? The winds of Thor are blowing cold. They're wearing steel that's bright and true.
Oh, message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Yourself off the ground, I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town, there's no need to be unhappy, young man, there's a place you can go, I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy.
Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
And I much I love you.
Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.